The delegates take hold of medical school issues. With the matter of the future of the school at Loma Linda now prominently in the forefront, and the plans committee wrestling with the involvements, the election of officers was held in abeyance. The committee also took into account the responsibility, financial and otherwise, which would rest upon any organization that might attempt to organize and support a denominational medical college. The object to be gained was greatly to be desired, but the expense would be so large, and the difficulties so many, that they did not feel free to recommend the undertaking of such an enterprise, before satisfying themselves, first, that they correctly understood the instruction given in the communications received from Sister White. Many of her statements relating to the point were reviewed, and there were differences of interpretation. Some held that the school she called for should be to train ministers in physiology and a knowledge of how to give treatments as a means of enhancing their ministry. Others held that the church was called upon to operate a school in which physicians would be trained. So at this point, on Tuesday, January 25, it was decided to make a specific inquiry of Sister White.
Elders I. H. Evans, E. Yandros, and H. W. Cottrell were authorized to place this before her in writing, hopeful of receiving a clear-cut answer in writing.
Their letter opened. Dear Sister White, we have read the testimonies, as far as we have seen them, that you have given concerning Loma Linda, and the establishment of a medical school in connection with the work at that place. As far as we know, our people are anxious to carry out the light that the Lord has given, but there is a difference of opinion between us in regard to what you mean when you use the term, a medical school. Then the differences of interpretation were clearly outlined, probing especially the point as to whether the training along medical line should qualify the students who take the course, to pass state board examinations and become registered, qualified physicians for public work. The letter of inquiry addressed to the messenger of the Lord closed with this paragraph. We are very anxious to preserve unity and harmony of action. In order to do this, we must have a clear understanding of what is to be done. Are we to understand, from what you have written concerning the establishment of a medical school at Loma Linda, that, according to the light you have received from the Lord, we are to establish a thoroughly equipped medical school, the graduates from which will be able to take state board examinations and become registered, qualified physicians? This was submitted to Ellen White on Wednesday at noon. Early Thursday morning, January 27, she penned her reply, and sometime Thursday it was placed in the hands of the committee. It was short and to the point and left no room for doubt as to what she meant or the course the church must follow. The light given me is, we must provide that which is essential to qualify our youth who desire to be physicians, so that they may intelligently fit themselves to be able to stand the examinations required to prove their efficiency as physicians. They should be taught to treat understandingly the cases of those who are diseased, so that the door will be closed for any sensible physician to imagine that we are not giving in our school the instruction necessary for properly qualifying young men and young women to do the work of a physician. Continually the students who are graduated are to advance in knowledge, for practice makes perfect. The medical school at Loma Linda is to be of the highest order, because those who are in that school have the privilege of maintaining a living connection with the wisest of all physicians, from whom there is communicated knowledge of a superior order. And for the special preparation of those of our youth who have clear convictions of their duty to obtain a medical education that will enable them to pass the examinations required by law of all who practice as regularly qualified physicians, we are to supply whatever may be required. In these words is found the justification for accrediting Seventh-day Adventist educational institutions, a point developed in councils to parents and teachers in the statement, our larger Union Conference training schools, should be placed in the most favorable position for qualifying our youth to meet the entrance requirements specified by state laws regarding medical students. Page 479. So that these youth need not be compelled to go to medical schools conducted by men not of our faith. Thus we shall close a door that the enemy will be pleased to have left open, and our young men and young women, whose spiritual interests the Lord desires us to safeguard, will not feel compelled to connect with unbelievers in order to obtain a thorough training along medical lines. Signed, Ellen G. White. This response, far-reaching in its implications, made it clear to the Committee on Plans and the Nominating Committee that the work of developing the educational interests at Loma Linda must be in the hands of men in full sympathy with steps that should be taken.